Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for the sermon today is the epistle reading, which might be kind of surprising because on the day of Epiphany, you would think we would be talking about the gospel reading and the wise men. But Paul really brings out an interesting point here in this letter to the Ephesians. He's talking about how the mystery has been revealed, and really that's what Epiphany is all about. The mystery of who Jesus really is has been revealed. And so we focus on that today, and we talk about how not only has this mystery been revealed to us, but it's been revealed to the entire world, and what that really means. So this is our text. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, back when I was a college student at Concordia University, Wisconsin, which of course is where several people who are in this room have graduated from, and even Ethan right in front of me is going to be heading back to that campus later today. But back when I was there, my friends and I would make the 20-minute or so journey into the city of Milwaukee fairly regularly because there wasn't a ton to do right around in Mequon. I mean, there were a couple of nice restaurants and maybe a movie theater, but we would go to Milwaukee all the time for things like Brewers games, and we would go see concerts, and there was this really awesome place called Pizza Shuttle. Oh man, Pizza Shuttle. I miss Pizza Shuttle. But anyway, because I wasn't a Wisconsin native, I didn't really know all the cool places to go, so sometimes I had to rely on some of the people I knew that had grown up in that area to kind of show me around. And of course, you know, there were other places, not just Pizza Shuttle, there were other great places to eat. And I remember this one day, I was with a group of people, and they decided that we were gonna all go eat at a place called the Safe House. And I said, cool, what's the Safe House? And they said, don't worry about it, you'll see when we get there. Okay. So we get in the car, we go drive downtown and park the car, and we walk a little ways down the sidewalk. All of a sudden, the group kind of turns down this really shady-looking dark alleyway. And I'm thinking, where in the world are we going? We come up to this door that does not look like a restaurant door. There's no signs, there's no windows. It's just a plain door in a dark alley that says something like International Exports on it. And I'm like, what is happening? We walk into this door, we walk through the door into this lobby, and there's a guy sitting there. And he said something to our group like, did you bring the shipments or something like that? I don't know. I don't remember exactly what he said. And a couple people from the group apparently knew what he was talking about. They leaned over and they whispered something into his ear. And he lets them go through into the next room. But not all of us got to do that. So those of us who hadn't been there before, we didn't know the password to get in. Apparently at the Safe House, to get in, you have to have the password. And if you don't already know the password, well, then they make you do all kinds of silly things. Like they make you put silly hats on. They make you sing. They make you dance. They won't just give you the password. They make you earn the password. So that's what we did. And after we had thoroughly made fools of ourselves, finally they gave us the password and let us in. So you go in, and it's this spy-themed restaurant, and there's all these puzzles on the wall, and there's secret passageways, and there's a scavenger hunt that you can do, and then you look up, and you realize that there's a video monitor showing you all the people in the lobby who don't know the password, making complete fools of themselves. So while you're in the lobby doing that, they are inside making fun of you. So the Safe House is definitely a place where it is better for you to be in on the secret. I would love to share what that secret is. I would love to share that password with you, except I don't want to ruin the experience if you ever happen to go to Milwaukee and you go to the Safe House. So if you really, 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 really want to know, come up to me after the service and I'll whisper it to you. There's a great connection between the Safe House and the theme for our worship today on the day of Epiphany here January 6th. We have just gotten through the 12 days of Christmas, which ended yesterday. Today is the day when the church celebrates the fact that the child, Jesus, who was born to be our Savior, did not remain just a secret, right? This wasn't something that is just like quiet little event, what happens in Bethlehem stays in Bethlehem. But this is something where the news had spread to many people, and this news was even being delivered by God to these people that were way out in the far east by the revelation of a star. The fact that we have these wise men traveling all the way to Jerusalem just to give a child gifts is pretty significant. And the types of gifts that they brought this child reveal that they knew exactly who this child is and what kind of a birth this was. They brought him gold. Of course, that represents him as the King of Kings. They brought him frankincense because they knew this was the one born to be our great high priest, standing as the mediator between God and humankind. And of course, they brought myrrh, the burial spice, because they knew that this child was born to die as a sacrifice for the world. So these wise men were in on the secret. They knew the password. It had been revealed to them through the scriptures and also the star that appeared in the sky. But this revelation to them was only the beginning of many things that would reveal to the whole world exactly who Jesus was. And that's what this season of Epiphany is all about, revealing that mystery of the true identity of Jesus. And week after week in this season of Epiphany, that's what we're going to be focusing on each week when we come together and meditate on Jesus, the divine Son of God, for the world. This epistle reading we have here from Ephesians chapter 3 helps us to see even more why this is a big deal for us personally. Because the truth is, the Jewish people were looking for a Jewish Messiah to save the Jewish nation. Most people would have assumed that the rest of the nations of the world, the Gentiles, were not included in this promise, that the secret was not going to be revealed to them, that they weren't going to get the password. You look at how the history of Israel is kind of like a mystery novel or like a spy movie, where little clues are being revealed gradually over time, year after year, by the prophets of Israel. Like, you have the one clue, which is that the Messiah is going to be one of the offspring of Abraham. And you have another clue that says the Messiah is going to be one of the royal lineage of David. You've got another clue from the prophet Isaiah, who tells us that this child is going to be born of a virgin. You've got another clue, which actually appears in our gospel reading today, from Micah, telling us that the Messiah is going to be born in Bethlehem. You just have these little clues, and you kind of piece them all together, but it seems like these clues only apply to Israel. It's Israel's prophets, it's Israel's land, it's Israel's Messiah. And so it doesn't seem like, for those of us who can't trace our lineage and family history back to Abraham, it doesn't seem like we have any hope. It seems like we're out of luck. But you know, one of the biggest differences between a mystery novel and the actual historical reality of God's plan of salvation, one of the big differences is that when you're reading a mystery novel, if you're clever as a reader, you can kind of figure out the mystery as you go. You might even be able to solve the whole thing before the book even reveals it to you. But that was not the case with God's plan of salvation. The only one who is able to actually reveal this mystery to us was God himself. We weren't going to be able to figure it out on our own. Humanity doesn't have the ability to fully understand what God was doing in the world. And Paul speaks this way here in this text. You start in verse 4 and he says, "You can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs. members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. So in other words, now you and I, even though most of us, maybe even all of us, don't have any Jewish blood in us whatsoever, we have had these mysteries revealed to us. We're allowed to be in on the secret. We've been given the password as it's been revealed to us by God. And that password allows that door to open so we can enter through the gates of heaven. If it weren't for that mystery being revealed to us by God, not only would we just still be looking silly out on the outside in the lobby, but even worse than that, we would be outside of God's salvation. We'd be outside of God's kingdom. We would be destined for eternal punishment because of our sin and because of our disobedience. But this mystery has been revealed to people you wouldn't expect. It was revealed to the wise men from the East. It was revealed to these Greek Christians that Paul was preaching to in this text. And it's even been preached to Southern Illinois German Lutherans like us. One day, because this mystery has been revealed, we will all be welcomed into the eternal safe house of heaven. One day when we either pass away from this earth, or maybe we're going to be one of the fortunate ones who are alive when Jesus returns, but we will be safe in God's safe house, safe from pain, safe from suffering, safe from all of the dangers of living in this world. And once we enter into that safe house, we will sit down and feast. We will have a meal. Not in a spy-themed restaurant, but we will sit down at the Lord's table as his guests, and we won't have to worry about the cost. We won't even see the bill. The bill has already been paid by the Son of God with his sacrificial death on the cross, which allows us all to stand in his presence forever. And just like Paul says here at the very last verse of this passage, he says, in Christ we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. You were given the password by nature of your baptismal faith. This mystery has been revealed to you. By God's grace, you are officially in on the secret. But unlike the safe house in Milwaukee, this secret, this password, is not something that you're called to keep a secret. The church is not some secret underground club that only the elite get invited to. You and I are called to take this epiphany, this revelation, and to share it with the rest of the world, to continue the work that Paul was doing, preaching about the divinity of Jesus to the ends of the earth. Now, I realize that is a huge task, but it starts small. It starts on the local level. It starts in your home. It starts when you reveal who Jesus is to the next generation, when you teach your kids about the love of Christ. It starts when you have family devotions together at home. It starts in conversations that you have with really close friends, maybe inviting them to come to church with you so that they can see who Jesus really is. It starts with kind words and acts of mercy for people that you know who are struggling, who can see who Christ really is because you are the hands and feet of Christ in this world. And maybe that opens up an opportunity for a conversation about God and his love. God's safe house is not full. There's plenty of room for everybody. So in this Epiphany season, that's how we live. We live with that mindset, wanting all others to come along with us into that safe house by God's grace and through his Spirit, letting the whole world in on the secret. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.